The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Mighty Mun Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Cheer Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, it is the final day of men's NESCAC hockey action before the holiday break, and so important games to be played this afternoon and tonight. Good afternoon, everyone, from the beautiful Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you this afternoon as we bring you men's NESCAC hockey action in a game featuring the Mammoths of Amherst College and the Middlebury College Panthers. I want to thank you for joining us on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network as we bring you the final day of NESCAC conference play before the holiday break, and a game between Amherst and Middlebury. This is the fourth home game of the season for the Panthers, who come into the game at 4-3 and fifth overall in the conference. For the Mammoths, they come into today's contests at 3-3-1, and they are holding down seventh place in the NESCAC. And since this is the final day before the break, both teams would like to win and finish strong. And as I mentioned yesterday on the pregame show, with the holiday break coming, this is really an important part of the season because it really will determine the mindset of the teams going into the break. It could be positive or negative, and the reason it matters is that it gives the players and coaches a lot to think about over the break, good and bad. They can focus on what they're doing well and some of the things that they need to improve on. But for both of these teams who played and lost yesterday, Middlebury losing to Hamilton 4-3 and the Mammoths dropping a matchup to the Williams College Eaves 4-2 at Williams, this game takes on even more significance as no one wants to go into the break on a multi-game losing streak, so the onus will be on both teams to try to get a win. And although the Panthers lost last night's game to Hamilton 4-3, I spoke with the coaches and a number of the players after the game, and they were pretty upbeat. The players and coaches felt that they played well, and while they didn't get the results that they were hoping for, they thought that they could build on that effort and get a win today. And whether they can do that or not remains to be seen. The Mammoths will have something to say about that, but the vibe around the team was positive, and that is always a good sign going into a tough game. When we come back, we will talk about what these two teams did last night when the Panthers and the Mammoths did when they got together last season. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desabray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desabray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desabray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman with you on the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. Happy to be with you on a Saturday afternoon. It is the final day of NESCAC Conference Hockey before the holiday break as the Panthers and Mammoths are getting ready to tangle here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The Panthers come into the game after dropping last night's contest to the Continentals of Hamilton College 4-3. A tough loss for the Panthers as Hamilton scored with 3 seconds remaining to secure the win. The Panthers had tied the game at 3 on a terrific power play goal by defenseman Jimmy McKee, who had taken a pass from Zach Shapiro, beating Continentals netminder Anthony Tarabassi at 8:47 of the third period. Unfortunately for the Panthers, late in the game at 19:57, Hamilton got the go-ahead goal and held on for the win. And for the Mammoths, they also lost last night, dropping a 4-2 decision to the Williams College Eaves at the Lansing Chapman Rink up in Williamstown. Williams had jumped out to a 2-0 lead and then 3-1 before Amherst made it close as Jack Lloyd scored his third of the year to make it 3-2 before the Eaves grabbed an empty netter at 18:53 to secure the win. Now, last season, these two teams played twice. The first time on the road, December 9th, at the Orr Rink in a game won by the Mammoths 4-1. Although the Panthers grabbed an early lead on a goal by Owen Powers, Amherst scored four unanswered goals, including a natural hat trick by Patrick Bailey, and goaltender Connor Girard made 18 saves to get the Mammoths to win. And in that contest, goaltender Stephen Klein made 23 saves for the Panthers. Game number 2, which took place on February 18th here in Middlebury, had better results as the teams skated to a 2-2 tie. The teams traded goals, and while Amherst led 2-1 late in the second period, Owen Powers picked up a power play goal at 19:37, which tied the score, and that is how it ended. In that game, Eric Jeremiah also scored for the Panthers, while goaltender Stephen Klein made 36 stops. And for the Mammoths, Connor Girard in net again, and he made 25 saves in the tie. The Panthers come into this game in second place in the conference, while the Camels head into the contest in seventh. Both teams could use a win to move up in the standings, and as we've seen in the NESCAC over the past couple of years, anything can happen. When teams get together, that's why we play the games. One thing is for sure, though, these are two very talented teams, and we should have a good game this afternoon. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats and the keys for today's game and the starting lineups. You're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs. And Telescope Casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
It's time for the annual Village Gift Sweet Kiss Sale this Saturday and Sunday. Choose a chocolate kiss for a discount of 10, 15, or 20% off the entire store. Save up to 60% in the Bargain Hut from noon to 4. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
I had, some was a neighborhood of 90 to 95% blockage on my right side. I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd experience a heart attack.
Raymond Bergeron, patient at the Rutland Heart Center and Cardiac Rehabilitation.
I got a phone call from Chris at the rehab center. His approach was very subtle, but with a purpose. I started coming to rehab in December, 36 sessions, 12 weeks, aimed at improving your heart rate, at the same time strengthening the muscle. Once you've had a heart attack, you'll never be the same person you once were. It's not the end of the world, and don't give up. You have the opportunity here in Rutland to look beyond that and work to improve your lifestyle, and that's commendable. The staff here understands that. People caring about people. You know, I once was asked, what's more fun than people? More people. Kind of true.
Rutland Regional Medical Center. We listen, we respect, we care. Always. That's our promise to you.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you on the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. NESCAC conference play before the break. It concludes today as the Middlebury College Panthers get ready to tangle with their conference rivals, the Amherst College Mammoths. The Panthers coming into this game at 4-3. Losing last night's contest 4-3 to the Hamilton Continentals, while Amherst also dropped a 4-2 decision last night to the Williams College Eaves on the road. Time right now to take a look at some of the stats and the keys for today's game for both teams. First, for the Amherst College Mammoths, they come in at 3-3, 3-3-1 overall, 1-2-1 in the conference, in seventh place in the NESCAC. They don't score a lot of goals, 2.14 goals per game, and they give up 2.43. Their power play at 12.5% on the season, 4-32. Their penalty kill is excellent, 93.3%, 28-30. They take about 31 shots per game. They give up 28.9. They're 0-1 at home and 3-2-1 on the road. Some of the keys for the Mammoths. Number one, improve the offense. Through their first seven games, the Mammoths are not a team that scores a lot of goals, coming in averaging 2.14 goals a game. You're not going to win a lot of games, especially when the team that you're playing against has been scoring goals like the Panthers have. And for the Mammoths, sophomore Nick Bondra leads the team with five assists, and their leading goal scorer, Jack Lloyd, only has three. No other forward has more than two. And for the Mammoths to win this game, they're going to need more offense than just two goals. Number two, draw penalties. The Mammoths have not had a fantastic power play. It's 4 for 32 or 12.5%, but in the conference, they're dead last, 2 for 21 or 9.5%. That being said, the Panthers have had some issues with penalties, and if the Mammoths can get them shorthanded, maybe they can right their power play. Now for Middlebury, they come into today's game at 4-3 overall, 3-2-0 in the conference, fifth place in the NESCAC. Score a bunch of goals, 3.43 goals per game, and their defense is pretty solid, 2.57 goals against per game. Their power play is at 17.4%, 4 for 23. Their penalty kill, which may be an issue, 73.2%, 30 for 41 on the season. They do take a lot of shots, 32.1 shots per game. They give up 30.9. They're 2-1 at home and 2-2 on the road. Some of the keys for the Panthers today. Number one, reduce the penalties and improve the penalty kill. There's been a ton of excitement around the 2018-2019 Panthers. They've had a great start to the season. But with every team, we knew there was going to be some things that they'd be doing well and some things that they would need to work on. And penalties and penalty kill are two of those areas for Middlebury. Through seven games, the Panthers have been shorthanded 41 times, and their opponents have scored 11 times. That's 26.8%. Over the last five games, which is a lot. And over those last five games, opponents have scored on the power play in every one of those games. 2-1 to Bowdoin, 4-1 to Norwich, 2-1 here at Conn College, 1-1 against Tufts last weekend, and 2 yesterday in the 4-3 loss against Hamilton. There's been a lot the Panthers have done right this season, but the penalties and the penalty kill needs to improve. Number two, continued offensive contributions from everybody. Unlike last season when the Panthers struggled to score goals, this year they have found the net on a regular basis. And the team is getting contributions from everybody. The line of Camille Tkachuk, Michael Fahey, and Emac Bentley is rapidly becoming one of the best in the conference as those three players have amassed 10 goals and 11 assists for 21 points. As a matter of fact, right now Fahey is tied for first in the conference with 7 points, while four other players, Emac Bentley, Zach Shapiro, Camille Tkachuk, and Cole Jocelyn, are tied for 7th with 5 points. This team can score. An offense is coming from a bunch of different players, and if they can keep that up, this team will be in fantastic shape. Those are some of the keys for today's game, and now we're going to take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Mammoths, starting in goal, from Morrisonville, New York, number 33, Giancarlo Ventre. He's a junior. At defense on the left side, from Gross Isle, Michigan, number 5, junior Noah Gilreath. And on the right side, from Saint-Zotique, Quebec, senior number 3, Phil Johansson. The forwards, at left wing, from Annapolis, Maryland, number 18, sophomore Nick Bondra. On the right side, from Guilford, Connecticut, number 14, one of the captains of the Mammoths, senior Jack Fitzgerald. And centering that line from St. Louis, Missouri, number 8, junior Joey Lupo. The Mammoths are coached by Jack Arena. The assistant coaches are Mike McLaughlin and Eddie Effinger. And that is the starting lineups and the coaching staff for the Amherst Mammoths. For the Panthers, in goal again today from Peterborough, Ontario, number 1, freshman Adam Wisco. On the blue line, on the left side, from Marion, Massachusetts, number 3, junior Brett Deneen. On the right side, from Darien, Connecticut, number 18, freshman Brett Pastor. Up front, at left wing, from Ann Arbor, Michigan, number 37, freshman Zach Shapiro. On the right side, from Clifton Park, New York, junior number 26, Mitch Allen. And centering that line, from Cheshire, Connecticut, number 9, junior Owen Powers. The Middlebury College Panthers are coached by Neil Sinclair, and the assistant coach is Nick Bigaman. That is the starting lineups for both the Mammoths and the Middlebury College Panthers. We are going to take a break here for the playing of the Canadian and American national anthems. But when we come back, it is men's NESCAC hockey action between the Mammoths of Amherst College and the Middlebury College Panthers. And again, you are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
It's time for the annual Village Gift Sweet Kiss Sale this Saturday and Sunday. Choose a chocolate kiss for a discount of 10, 15, or 20% off the entire store. Save up to 60% in the Bargain Hut from noon to 4. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. NESCAC hockey action just about to get underway here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. The Panthers and Amherst Mammoths getting ready to tangle here. A Saturday matinee. The Panthers coming in at 4-3-0 overall. 3-2 in the NESCAC, while Amherst comes in at 3-3-1 overall, 1-2-1 in the NESCAC. Both of these teams looking to get a win today in the final game before the holiday break, and both of these teams losing yesterday. Middlebury dropping a contest to Hamilton 4-3, and Amherst losing to Williams 4-2 on the road. The Panthers skating from left to right in their home whites, the Mammoths skating from right to left in their road blacks. Joey Lupo getting ready to take the face-off for Amherst against Owen Powers for the Panthers. And we are just about ready to go here. And the puck is dropped. It is won by Powers. Over to Mitch Allen. Allen dumps it in into the far side corner. Lupo in the corner. Being checked by Shapiro. It's around to Johansson, who's pressured by Shapiro. Over to Powers. Powers in the far side corner, circling back to Shapiro. Shapiro centering it, broken up by the Mammoth's defense. And it is taken up by Bonder, who skates up the left side, brings it into the Middlebury zone, where it's chipped out by the Panthers. Allen racing into the Mammoth's defensive zone in the right corner. Allen back to the point to Breen. Back into the corner where it's taken by Powers. He's walled by Lupo. Taken by Danny Ty. Ty trying to get it back to Breen at the point. Dump back in. Over to Pacini. Pacini centers it in front. Save Ventre. Shot save Ventre again. Alex Heinrichs behind the net trying to center it. And a nice job by the Mammoth's defense keeping it away from their goaltender. It comes back out. Over to Alex Heinrichs, who brings it in, waiting for his teammates to get on sides, and they do, and they are offsides. 18:48 left to play, first period. Middlebury and Amherst scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Face-off just outside the Amherst defensive zone. It's going to be Michael Fahey taking the face-off for Middlebury against Max Roche. Dumped into the Middlebury defensive zone along the near side wall. Taken by Sean Wren. Wren with a shot on net. Sent it to the right corner by Wisco. In the right corner now. Bunch of players going down. Wren in the corner again. The puck comes up the boards over to Tkachuk. Tkachuk goes down. No call. And the Mammoths with it. A shot from the top of the right circle. By Lupo, it's gloved by Wisco, and he will hold on. 18:16 left to go, first period, scoreless. Middlebury and Amherst from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Both of these teams trying to get a win after dropping their contest yesterday. Cole Jocelyn taking the faceoff for Middlebury against P.J. Conlon. Won by Jocelyn. It goes back. It comes around the boards and sent back in by Amherst in the left corner. Corey Goldstein with it, trying to center it. He was looking for Conlon. And it's broken up by the Panthers. Jocelyn in the far side corner over to Dineen. Dineen behind his net up the boards. He was looking for Matt Danner. Too far for him. It comes in on the Mammoth's goaltender, Ventre, who will hold on for a whistle. 17:48 left to go. First period, still scoreless. One shot per team so far. In the first 2:12 of this contest. Owen Powers getting ready to take the faceoff for the Panthers. And he'll be taking that face-off and winning it against the player number 9, who is not on our list. So we'll have to find out who that is. But Powers with the puck now in the far right corner as a player loses a stick. Breen pinches in back to Powers. And it's taken by Greg Crisberg, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone, but they are offsides. And so we will get a whistle. 17:25 left to go, first period. As that will come back down into the Mammoth zone, this faceoff to the left of goaltender Giancarlo Ventre. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Joey Lupo. One back by Lupo, and it goes into the corner where Crisberg sends it around, comes back out. Over to John Festa. Festa brings it in. Tries to center it, broken up by Zach Shapiro, doing a nice job forechecking. Along the far side boards, comes back out to Lupo. Lupo in the right circle, shot, save, Wisco. Loose in front, another shot by the Mammoth. That one was taken by Stefan Mallory. And the puck is sent up and down by the Panthers. Phil Johansson racing up the left side for Amherst, bringing it into the Middlebury zone. He goes towards the net, shoots it wide, now into the right corner. Along the boards, Charlie Parson gets it out. And Lupo racing over the red line, brings it into the zone. He's met by Jimmy McKee, and he sends it up to John Scala. Scala's got Heinrichs with him, and it's just... He had a two-on-one. It was Scala and Heinrichs. And the Mammoth's defenseman, Mark Esposito, doing a nice job taking away the passing lane. And Ventre is able to cover that one up. Nice play by the junior from Andover, Massachusetts for the Mammoths. Mark Esposito breaking up a two-on-one. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff for Middlebury in the right circle. He's taking it against Max Roche. And Roche chased out of the faceoff circle. Sean Wren in there now for Amherst. The referee drops it. It's won by Fahey. Tkachuk sends it back in. Alex Lee for Middlebury. He was looking for Fahey. Fahey centers it. No one home. Broken up by Peter von Steinbergs for the Mammoths. Who sends it to the left side? Steven Rex, sends it. And von Steinbergs brings in a shot by Wisco. And he holds on. And after Wisco made that save, one of the Mammoths came in and gave him a little lumber, and Brett Pastor, not too happy with that. But nothing comes of that, fortunately. The faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. Fahey taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Roche. And we have a whistle here as Roche is getting kicked out of the faceoff circle. Rex taking it now for Amherst. It's won by Fahey. Back into the corner to Dawson. Over to Rex for the Mammoths, who sends it around. Back to the left side where Gilraith sends it around, and it's broken up by Middlebury. And here comes Alex Lee. Lee, one on three. Now he's got Fahey and Tkachuk. Shot saved by Ventre. Lee with a nice pass over to a streaking Tkachuk who came down on the left side through the circle. He shot, and it was sticked into the netting by Ventre, who made a nice save. 15:33 left to play first period. Middlebury and Amherst scoreless. Five shots on goal for the Mammoths, four for Middlebury. Cole Jocelyn taking the faceoff for the Panthers against P.J. Conlon, who is getting it chased out of the faceoff circle. He's replaced by Patrick Daly. And the faceoff is won by Fahey. Won by Jocelyn, excuse me. And a shot by Ventre that sent it to the corner. Puck bounces out of the zone. It's taken by Daly. And in neutral ice, it's dumped in by the Mammoths. It's all the way up to Jocelyn. Jocelyn in the zone, but the Panthers are offsides. They have to get back on. Danner with it. Over to Jocelyn, who dumps it in right into the jersey of Bryant Gunn. Dumped into the Middlebury zone, now into the right corner where Matt Danner takes it, skies it up and out. It's driven back into the Panthers' defensive zone, and it's driven out by McKee, who sends it all the way down. Ventre has to come out to play it, although he was being pressured by Danner. The puck now in the right circle where Powers racing around, looking to center it. Shot, Ventre with a save. It comes back to the point. Powers with it. Back to Pastor. Pastor to Dineen. Dineen up for Powers, who deflects it in to the left of Ventre. Powers in there quickly. Powers looking to center it as he skates around over to Mitch Allen. Allen on the right side of the net looking to center it. For the shot, it hits. A shot by Allen. That hit Powers. Another shot by Allen. Comes back to the point. Driven in by Dineen. Jocelyn with it in the right. Right corner, it's taken by Allen. Allen drops it off for Powers in the right corner. And Powers walled off by von Steinbergs. Over to Zach Shapiro, who sends it, lets it go back to the point. Pastor at the top of the right circle. Danny Tye races in, tries to get a shot off. And von Steinbergs in the left corner. Ty gets it over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs racing around behind Ventre. Back to the point to Breen. Breen to Ty. To Heinrichs. Sends it around to Heinrichs again. Picked up by Ty. This all going on in the right corner. Middlebury doing a nice job keeping it in the zone. He tried to get it back to Breen, who could not hold it in. And it comes out as Ty sends it right back in behind Ventre, who comes out to play it and misses it. Heinrichs in the left corner. Heinrichs behind Ventre, now in the right corner. Trying to hit the brakes, and he loses it. It comes back out, and it's taken by Bondra. Bondra with a shot that goes wide and comes all the way back out into neutral ice, where Heinrichs will try to chip it in deep so they can get a change, and he's not able to do that. And the line of Bondra, Lupo, and Fitzgerald out there now for Amherst. Driven into the far side corner, the right corner, where it's taken by Brendan Dawson. The Panthers' smooth skating defenseman who gets it over to Connor Breen, who dumps it in. The Connor in the corner. Alex Lee, Camille Kachuk, and Michael Fahey out there for the Middlebury Panthers right now. Bondra racing in, and the Panthers are going to be called for a penalty here. We're going to have a hooking minor against the Panthers. That's going to come at 7:57 of the first period. And so Amherst will get their first opportunity to go on the power play. And the penalty kill has been a little bit of an issue for the Panthers this season. We'll see if they're able to kill this one off. So that's Jimmy McKee, a minor for hooking at 12:03. Excuse me, at 7:57. So the faceoff in the Middlebury zone. It is won by Owen Powers. He sends it forward. And it's driven back into the Middlebury zone by Amherst. Steven Rex bringing in, going around. He's got Vine Steinbergs and Phil Johansson at the points over to the left circle. It's loose in front. Shot, save, Wisco. And it comes back to the left point, and Von Steinbergs cannot keep it in. And so the Panthers are able to change. It's brought back in by Wren above the left circle. He's got Goldstein with him. Gilreath at the top of the left circle. A shot that goes wide. It's Gilreath and Johansson on the blue line for the Mammoths, who have to go all the way back into their zone. To get things set up, and they drive it into the Middlebury zone. And a shot by Crisberg, saved by Wisco, back to the point. And it's in front. It comes in on Wisco, who holds on. Gilreath had taken a shot from the right point and gone through some traffic, and Wisco had seen enough, and he will hold on. 10:49 left to play first period. Middlebury and Amherst scoreless. Here from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. 7 shots on goal for Amherst, 4 for Middlebury. Danny Tye taking the faceoff of the Panthers in the left circle. He's taking that against P.J. Conlon. One by Tye back into the far side right corner. Taken back by Daly. Gets it back to the point. A shot by Gilreath and cleared out by the Panthers. 30 seconds left in the penalty to McKee. 10:30 left to go first period. Alex Heinrichs doing a nice job forechecking for Middlebury in the right corner, taking some time off the clock. A long pass up to Daly. Daly looking to center it, broken up by Heinrichs. Back to Crisberg at the right point. Crisberg has got Johansson out there with him. And a shot from the left circle. P.J. Conlon back to Johansson. Shot saved by Wisco. Bounced up and around and cleared out by the Panthers. And they have killed that off. Exactly 10 minutes to go, first period, scoreless. Middlebury killing off that penalty and doing a nice job doing it. 9:55 left to play first period. These two teams scoreless. Again, 9 shots on goal for Amherst, 4 for Middlebury. This faceoff going to come to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco. Michael Schultz taking the faceoff for Amherst against Owen Powers for Middlebury. Powers getting chased out of the faceoff circle. He'll be replaced by Mitch Allen. Back to the point. Johansson with a shot saved by Wisco into the right corner. Breen on Festa. Still in the right corner. Festa with it. Being held along the wall by Breen. Taken by Schultz, who's behind the net, now skating towards the right corner. He has got Johansson and Mark Esposito as the blue line is for Amherst. And Owen Powers takes the puck away, sends it around, and Festa able to hold it back in, although it's now taken by Shapiro. If they hurry, they've got a 2-on-1 here. Allen racing in there, but a nice play by Esposito to break that play up. And as they come to the neutral ice area, Stephen Mallory with the puck, dumps it in, broken up by Middlebury, and here come the Panthers. Jimmy McKee racing on along the right side, a shot that's saved by Ventre, And he will hold on. 8:53 left to go. First period, an exciting first period so far. 10 shots on goal for Amherst, 5 for Middlebury. And really the only special teams play, a penalty that the Panthers were able to kill off. Penalty to Jimmy McKee at 7:57 of the first period. Cole Jocelyn taking the faceoff of the Panthers against Joey Lupo. One by Lupo back to the right corner. And it's sent by Gilraith back to Lupo, who sends it over into the right corner to Fitzgerald. Broken up by the Panthers. Back to the point. Shot saved by Wisco. In and out of his glove there. It was A.J. Klein letting that go from the right point. And another shot by Klein into the glove of Wisco, and he will hold on. The Amherst Mammoths using 7 defensemen today. And it's going to be Michael Fahey taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Lupo. Won by Lupo and driven into the right corner. He's being held along the boards by Pastor. And they're able to get it out. Bondra had gotten it free, but it was taken by the Panthers, and Bondry gets it back. He's trying to get it in front. Shot, save, Wisco. Nice play there by Bondry using his speed to get another shot on net. And here comes Michael Fahey dumping it in. He's got Kachuk, Kachuk, a shot, save. It's loose in front. The Panthers whacking away, and they score. Ventre had it. He dropped it, could not control the rebound. And the Panthers have put one home. 12:08 of the first period. On shot number 9, it is 1-0 Middlebury. One of the sayings in hockey is that you keep playing hard until you hear the whistle, and that is exactly what happened there. He took the shot on net. The goaltender made the save. It dropped. He didn't know where the rebound was, and the Panthers have put it home. Max Roche taking the faceoff for Amherst against Danny Tai, brought back in by Heinrichs. And brought back up by Sean Wren, brought into the zone. It's Rex, Roche, and Wren, the forwards for the Mammoths. So the puck now in the left corner, comes back out. A shot saved by Wisco. Went a little bit wide. I think he only got a small piece of that. And it comes back up along the far side boards into the left corner, where Sean Wren will send that around. Taken by Crisberg. Sent into the Middlebury zone. The line of Goldstein, Conlon, and Daly out there now for Amherst. Taken out of the zone. A long pass to Powers, racing out on the left side above the circle. A shot taken by Goldstein. Sends it off the boards. And picked up by Shapiro, who sends it over to Ryan Ash. Ash, a long pass that's picked up by Brian Gunn for Amherst. They are able to keep it in. It's still in the zone. This line has been out there a long time. And finally poked out by Shapiro. And here come the Panthers racing in. It's Jimmy McKee pinching in after a nice pass from Mitch Allen. And Ventre will hold on. 6:10 left to play. First period. 1-0 Middlebury. And the Middlebury goal, Alex Lee, assist to Camille Kachuk and Michael Fahey at 12:08. Of the first period. Face off to the left of goaltender Giancarlo Ventre. Charlie Parsons along the boards with Max Esposito, taken by Jocelyn in the near side corner. He gets it over to Danner. Danner in the corner. He is being walled off by Gilraith. Over to Jocelyn. Mitchell Schultz in the corner. He loses, where he sends the puck rather to his teammate Mark Esposito. The left corner, Danner sends it around. Still in the zone, kept in by Dineen, who pinched in and did a nice job keeping it in there. Mitchell Schultz sending it in the Middlebury zone. And it comes into neutral ice. Taken by Danner. Danner drops it for Lee. Over to Fahey. Fahey's loose in front. And picked up by Schultz. And the Mammoths bringing it to center ice. John Festa dumping it in. As Amherst will get a change here. Von Steinbergs and A.J. Klein, the defensemen right now for the Mammoths. And for Middlebury, it is Brett Dineen, Connor Breen, Alex Lee, Michael Fahey, and Camille Tkachuk. Into the left corner, Lee using his speed to get there first, but the Mammoths are able to pick it up. Although it's a shot by Camille Tkachuk right off the right circle, and he scores! The puck came into the Amherst defensive zone, and Camille Tkachuk scooped in there, stole the puck, and beat Ventre short side. 15:29, period one. 2-0 Middlebury. Nice individual effort there by the Panthers captain, Camille Tkachuk. Makes it 2-0 Middlebury. Owen Powers taking the faceoff now for Middlebury, and he wins that faceoff against Conlon. The puck bouncing around in the Middlebury zone. A shot by Chris Berg that he sends in. It is cleared by Middlebury, racing down into the left corner. Is Chris Berg. He's pestered by Powers and Fahey. And so the Middlebury goal, the second one, is an unassisted goal by Camille Tkachuk. Tkachuk getting his third of the season. And we have a whistle here as the puck had been driven in. So for Middlebury, they wanted to get off to a good start this afternoon, and they have done that. Two goals in the first period, and they lead this one 2-0. The faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. It's going to be P.J. Conlon taking it against Danny Ty. Won by Conlon, but it goes back into his defensive zone where Ty picks it up in the right corner. Ty still with it. Pacini out there with Heinrichs and Ty. Jimmy McKee and Ryan Ash out there on the blue line for Middlebury. Still along the boards. It comes out. McKee drives it back in, but he's got to wait for his teammates to get onside. So Gilraith picks it up for Amherst and sends it out into neutral ice where McKee drives it back in. Gilraith in the right corner. Driven back in by the Panthers. Ventre leaves it for Gilraith, who will get things set up behind his net. And they start to bring it up. Gilreath over to Conlon, taken by the Panthers. It's Danner with Jocelyn. Danner stealing the puck. And we have a penalty on Amherst here. Jocelyn with it. The Panthers with an extra man. And there's going to be a tripping call against the Mammoths. 17:38 of period one. The Panthers will get their first power play of the afternoon, and for the Mammoths, an inopportune time for that to happen as they already trail by two. That's going to be Mark Esposito with a minor for tripping. And the Panthers taking the face-off. It is won by Middlebury. Michael Fahey taking that face-off, and he won it. It is back in the left corner in the Amherst defensive zone. It's taken by Tkachuk for the Panthers, who goes down but able to get it over to the mid-side wall. It is now in the right corner back to Heinrichs. Heinrichs loses it to Schultz, who sends it into the Middlebury defensive zone. where it's taken by Dawson. Dawson out there with McKee as the Panthers will change their power play attackers here. Jocelyn is out along with Powers and Shapiro. Lupo picking it up for Amherst. He sends it over to Daly. Daly sends in a drive that goes wide, comes all the way around. And it's taken by Jocelyn. Jocelyn has Shapiro with him. Jocelyn hitting the brakes. Jocelyn back to the point to Allen. Allen in the right circle. A shot. Oh, that one just went wide. Allen was looking for Powers right in front. And the Mammoths, Peter von Steinbergs, did a nice job lifting the stick at the last minute to prevent a shot. Powers with the puck now behind the net. Taken by Jocelyn. Puck bouncing in front. It's loose. A whole bunch of players. And Ventre covered that puck, and there was a quick whistle. Powers put the puck in after the whistle. Well, that would not be a goal because it went in well after the whistle. 40.1 seconds left to go in the first period. 2-0 Middlebury. 18 seconds remaining on the first power play of the afternoon for the Panthers. Max Roche taking the face-off for Amherst against Michael Fahey. Won by Fahey. It goes into the left corner, taken by Tkachuk. Back to Fahey. Back to Dawson. Between the circles, wrist shot. Saved by Ventre. He had no idea where that was. And the defense clears it all the way back down. 19 seconds left. Penalty is over, however, and Amherst with a nice job killing that off. 12 seconds left in the first period. Middlebury up by two, brought in by Tkachuk. Drops it for Lee, one of the goal scorers today. Taken by Rex. And that'll do it. And so after 20 minutes, it is 2-0 Middlebury. When we come back, we will recap the first period. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Good news,
garage needs your help.
Oh, help? How?
Donate a car, truck, or van you aren't using to Good News Garage. If they can, they'll repair it and provide it to a family in need of transportation.
What a good thing to do.
Yeah, and if you donate before December 31st, you'll also get a tax deduction, fair market value if your car goes to a family.
Well, that sounds like a present for everyone and a great way to secure a spot on Santa's nice list this year.
Yeah, it's easier than going down a chimney.
No matter how you celebrate the holidays, remember those in need of transportation. If you have a vehicle to donate, call Good News Garage right now at 877-GIVE-AUTO or visit them on the web at goodnewsgarage.org. Good News Garage is a member of the Century Care Alliance. Donate a car, change a life.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Canyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. There are few better ways to spend a Saturday than by calling a hockey game or watching a hockey game. My name is Bruce Zeman. Very happy to be with you today. And after 20 minutes of play, Middlebury College Panthers leading the Amherst College Mammoths 2-0. And after losing a very tough game last night to the Hamilton College Continentals, a game that they had fought back to tie, and then giving up a goal with 3 seconds left in the third period and losing that game 4-3, we wondered how the Panthers would react. Well, I think we've seen how they react. They came out from really the opening puck drop, skating with authority and really throwing lots of shots on the net, 15 shots on goal for Middlebury in that period, 12 for Amherst. And again, 2-0 after the first 20. And it was at 12:08 of the first period that Alex Lee got Middlebury on the board. Nice play there by Bondra using his speed to get another shot on net. And here comes Michael Fahey dumping it in. He's got Kachuk, a shot. Save, it's loose in front. The Panthers walking away and they score! Ventre had it, he dropped it, could not control the rebound, and the Panthers have put one home. Kamil Kachuk taking the pass from Michael Fahey, getting a shot on the Mammoth's Giancarlo Ventre, who made a nice stop, dropped into the butterfly, thought that he had it between the waffle and his blocker, or between his blocker and glove, rather, dropped to the ice, didn't know where it was, and Alex Lee, the freshman for the Panthers, whacking away and finally banging that home. One of the things that they say in hockey, you keep playing hard until you hear the whistle, and that is exactly what happened. Alex Lee getting his first of the year, his first collegiate goal for the Panthers, making it 1-0 Middlebury at 12:08 of the first period. And then, just about 3 minutes and 21 seconds later, an amazing individual effort by one of the Panthers' captains, Kamil Kachuk, skating into the right corner, just taking the puck away from one of the Mammoth's defensemen, skating into the right circle, taking a shot that beat goaltender Ventre to the shoulder, making it 2-0 Middlebury. And Kamil Kachuk into the left corner, Lee using his speed to get there first, but the Mammoths are able to pick it up, although it's a shot by Kamil Kachuk right off the right circle, and he scores! Puck came into the Amherst defensive zone, and Kamil Kachuk scooped in there, stole the puck, and beat Ventre short side. 15:29, period one, 2-0 Middlebury. And a terrific individual effort there by the Panthers' captain, one of their captains, Kamil Kachuk, to beat Ventre short side. He just came and took the puck from the right corner and beat Ventre to the short side on the left side, making it 2-0 Middlebury. That goal was unassisted. We'll see if that changes. But again, after the first 20 minutes, it is 2-0 Middlebury, 15 shots on goal for Middlebury, 12 for Amherst. Both teams had one power play opportunity and neither scored. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. It is 2-0 Middlebury at the end of 20 minutes. You are listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business,
LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Wow, it's hard to believe that winter's almost here.
I know. The kids outgrew their ski and snowboard equipment. It's going to cost a fortune to get them new gear.
New gear? Why would you buy new gear when kids grow so fast and technology constantly changing? Try leasing.
Leasing?
Yeah, the kids never outgrow equipment, and we never have to worry about skiing on old, outdated equipment.
Where do you do that?
The Middlebury Snowbowl. Their ski shop specializes in it. Plus, they have clothing and equipment tuning. I think I paid more for back-to-school shopping. They take care of everything. The equipment is all clearly marked, so nothing is mixed up. They do free binding inspections, and if you need a tune-up, it's 50% less because you're leasing. And if you love it and want to keep it, you can buy it.
The Middlebury Snowbowl Ski Shop, Route 125 in Hancock. Ski and snowboard equipment, clothing, rentals, plus great deals on tuning and, of course, season leasing. Now open 7 days a week. Go online to MiddleburySnowbowl.com or call 443-7603. That's 443-7603.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College between periods 1 and 2, where the Middlebury College Panthers, behind goals from Alex Lee and Camille Tkachuk, lead the Mammoths 2-0 after the first 20 minutes of play, a period where Middlebury really came out and put a lot of shots on net. 15 shots for Middlebury, 12 for Amherst, both teams with one power play opportunity, neither converting. And so as we start the second period in just about 5.5 minutes, no carryover penalties for either side. Right now, I'm going to take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, and all the teams in the NESCAC are in action today besides this game where Middlebury leads 2-0 at the end of one. Williams is leading Hamilton 1-0 with 16:52 left to play in the third period. At the start of the third period, Bowdoin leading Conn College 3-2. And Colby leading Tufts 1-0. The other game that is tonight that's later started 5:10. Wesleyan with an out-of-conference game. They'll be taking on Stonehill at the Foxborough Sports Center in Foxborough, Massachusetts. But again, all the teams in action today. And very interesting, Conn College taking on Bowdoin today. They were leading that game 2-0. And the reason I think that's interesting is because last night they got pasted by Colby. They lost to Colby 8-0. You don't usually see scores like that. And they were up 2-0 against Bowdoin, who has stormed back to score three goals and leave that game 3-2 at the start of the third period. So for the Camels' sake, hopefully they can come back and get a point out of that game, or points, because that'll be a long bus ride to wherever they have to go after a weekend like that. Time right now to take a look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. A whole bunch of teams in action today. One of the finals, the Philadelphia Flyers beating the Buffalo Sabres 6-2. Games that are underway right now, the Vegas Golden Knights 1-1 with the Los Angeles Kings. And then all the other games tonight, Colorado at Tampa Bay, the Islanders at Detroit, the Rangers at Florida, Pittsburgh at Ottawa, Toronto taking on the Bruins, Washington at Columbus, San Jose at Arizona, and the Nashville Predators taking on the Calgary Flames. When we come back, we will preview second period action. The score after 20 minutes of play, it is 2-0 Middlebury. And you are listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
How does a free season pass to Stowe or Sugarbush sound? And get paid to learn a new trade? Drive your career in a new direction as a seasonal driver for Green Mountain Transit. You'll provide transportation for Stowe and Sugarbush resorts November to April, part or full time. If you don't have a commercial driver's license, Green Mountain Transit will train. If you have a CDL with passenger and air brake endorsements, apply today. All seasonal drivers get a free season pass to Stowe or Sugarbush. Go to RideGMT.com and click careers to apply. Equal opportunity employer.
Is your car in need of repair? Do you need a tow or maybe just general maintenance? I'm Mike McGrath from Mike's Auto. Here at Mike's, we do it all. We tow cars, we fix cars, we have master ASC certified techs, and we guarantee all of our work. So if your car or truck vibrates, rattles, whines, knocks, or just plain leaks, give us a call or hit us online at mikesautomid.com. You can even like us on Facebook. And remember, if we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And in between periods 1 and 2 from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where the Panthers leading the Amherst College Mammoths 2-0. A game where they came out hard and took 15 shots in the first period against 12 for Amherst. Alex Lee scoring his first collegiate goal for Middlebury at 12:08. And then Camille Tkachuk putting one on the board at 15:29 of that period, making it 2-0 Middlebury after the first 20 minutes of play. And some sloppy play in their defensive zone from the Mammoths cost them that period. On the first Middlebury goal, the goaltender Giancarlo Ventre making the save, but he didn't know where it was. And the Panthers' Alex Lee whacking away, able to put that one home, giving Middlebury a 1-0 lead. And then on the second goal, quite frankly, the Panthers' Camille Tkachuk coming into the zone and just stealing the puck and beating Ventre short side, making it 2-0 in favor of the Panthers. This period, Middlebury is going to be skating from right to left, and the Mammoths from left to right. Just about ready to go here as we start the second period. Owen Powers taking the face-off for Middlebury. He's taking that against Joey Lupo for the Mammoths. No carryover penalties, and we'll start 5-on-5, and here we go. One by Lupo. Over to Gilraith, who drives it in behind Wisco into the left corner. Still in the right corner now as a bunch of players come together. Dineen holding Mammoths forward along the boards. Here they come now on the right side. Lupo taking the puck back behind Wisco as Fitzgerald tries to center it with a shot that comes into the right corner. Taken by Gilreath, who sends it back into the corner. Bondra looking to center it. He was looking for Wren. Taken by the Panthers as they skate up into the neutral zone. It goes into their bench. Souvenir for a happy fan. 19:16 left to play, second period, 2-0 Middlebury. Face-off will be at center ice. Danny Tai taking the face-off for the Panthers against Max Roche for Amherst. And the face-off won by Roche. Taken by the Panthers, though. Alex Heinrich, Danny Tai, and Joey Pacini, the attackers for Middlebury. It comes into the right corner. Along the boards, Von Steinbergs. for the Mammoths. Trying to send it up, kept in and held in by the Panthers. Comes out of the zone and pops into the Middlebury defensive zone where Dawson sends it along the boards. Dawson now behind Wisco. Puck bouncing around. Back to the point. A shot from Klein. Directed into the left corner. Taken now by Heinrichs. And we'll have a hand pass there, so we will get a whistle and we'll get a face-off here. Back into the Middlebury defensive zone. 18:34 left to play, period number two. This face-off to the right of freshman goaltender Adam Wisco, who saw action last night in the Panthers' loss. He gets the start again today. Danny Tai taking the face-off for Middlebury against Conlon. And right off the faceoff, it comes on Wisco as Ty won it back, but it came right on his goaltender, so he will hold on, and we will do it again. 18:30. Left to play second period. 15 shots on goal for Middlebury, 13 for Amherst. Same two players taking it again, this time Conlon winning the faceoff. And a shot taken right off the faceoff by Daly. Wisco with the save, and he will hold on. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff this time against Conlon. One by Conlon, back a shot that goes wide. Into the right corner. Taken by Fahey over to McKee, who skates it up on the left side over to Tkachuk, who loses it to Conlon, who sends it into the left corner. Picked up by McKee. Held in along the boards. Back into the Panthers' defensive zone. It is Dineen leaving it for Ash, who tried to send it up, and we will have another whistle. 17:57 left to go, second period, 2-0 Middlebury. This faceoff they will take at center ice. Cole Jocelyn taking the faceoff against Mitchell Schultz. One by Schultz and sent into the Middlebury defensive zone, driven around. And for the Panthers, the energy line that we've seen a lot of in the last 2 days, Danner, Jocelyn, and Parsons driving the puck into the Amherst zone. A turnover save, a shot by Parsons. Pretty nice save there by the Mammoths goaltender Ventrade, who keeps us from getting an even larger deficit. Parsons taking again, a shot by Jocelyn. What a save by Ventre. Sticking out the big arm and denying Jocelyn. The Mammoths trying to get things set up here as they come back and attack. Stephen Mallory dumping it in for Amherst as the Panthers retreat to take it. And here they come. Dumped into the zone and the Panthers will change. And the officials will say that that is an icing, so we will bring it back down. So Powers taking the face off for the Panthers. Miguel Schultz, won back by Powers, and the Panthers trying to get this puck out so they can change. Back to the point, a shot blocked by Dineen into the corner. Back to the left point, driven back in, where Lupo has it, and he loses it to Powers. And Middlebury will finally be able to change here. They dump it in. Pastor and Dineen back for Middlebury. A 3-on-2 developing here for the Mammoths. A shot saved by Wisco. And now Amherst trying to get a change here, although Bondra in the right corner dumps it back in, gets it to Lupo. Over now to Wren. Wren behind the net. He's being walled off by Dineen. Taken by Pastor. And they send that down, and that should be an icing. And it is. 16:14 left to play. Second period, 2-0 Middlebury. Couple of exciting offensive opportunities on both sides. The last sequence there, the Mammoths goaltender Giancarlo Ventre with two huge saves, keeping this a two-goal deficit. And then the Panthers' Adam Wisco with a big kick stop on the last sequence. So both goaltenders playing well here. This faceoff to the right of Wisco. And the officials chasing everybody out of the faceoff circle. Mitch Allen taking it now for Middlebury against Roche. Won by Allen. Up and out. Zach Shapiro with it now. He's got a two-on-one. He's over to Allen. Shapiro looking to pass it back, but no one home for Middlebury. And here comes Amherst. Brought out by Roche, racing in to the right corner. He's knocked wide by Danny Tai. And there's an interference call against Danny Tai. And so Amherst, who is 0 for 1 on the power play, will get another opportunity. That penalty will be at 4:20 of the second period, and Amherst gets an opportunity to cut the deficit in half, perhaps. This faceoff will be to the right of Wisco. It'll be Michael Fahey taking the faceoff against Max Roche. Okay, they originally signaled interference, and now it's holding. So Amherst getting set up behind their net, and here they come. Along the left side, the Mammoths driving it in. Back to the point, it's Gilreath trying to get it centered in front. It's back to the point, over to Roche. Back to Gilreath, back to Roche. Shot, that one goes wide. Crisberg in the left corner. Pastor chasing it now into the right corner. Comes in front. Crisberg tried to deflect that. It went wide and back into the corner. So for Middlebury, it is McKee, Pastor, Kachuk, and Fahey, the penalty killers. And as the puck bounces out of the Middlebury zone, Amherst has to come back and regroup. A shot that comes on Wisco that is sent off the boards by Kachuk and out. 49 seconds left to go in the penalty. 14:25 left to play second period. Middlebury up by two. Alex Lee and Camille Kachuk, the goal scorers in the first period for the Panthers. We have a whistle here, and apparently the Middlebury Panthers penalty box door is open. And Alex Lee now taking a seat for the Panthers. So they talk about important points in games, and this is one of them. The Amherst Mammoths with a 43-second two-man advantage. And the faceoff won back to the point to Johansson. Johansson with a drive, and that one just barely missed. And the Panthers receive a minor for too many men on the ice. So 27 seconds left in the two-man advantage. 2 minutes, 14:03 left to play second period. It is 2-0 Middlebury. Bondra in the right circle, back to Johansson. They're getting it set up. Tic-tac-toe passing there. Festa, back to Johansson. Back to Festa. Conlon and Johansson at the points. Conlon in deep, trying to center it. It was Daly looking for Festa. Broken up by the Panthers. Festa with it again in the right corner. Back to Johansson at the point. Over to Conlon. Centers in front. It is Daly whacking away, and it comes over the net. The first penalty is over. It's back to 5-on-4. Center in front. Saved by Wisco. And here comes Mitch Allen. He's got a breakaway. He's in. He shoots wide. Wasn't a great breakaway. He only had about half a step on him, but he still got a shot off. And a shorthanded bid, not successful. 35 seconds left to go in the too many men on the ice penalty to the Panthers. 12:52 left to play second period, and the Panthers up by two. Along the left side comes Von Steinbergs. Brings into the Panthers zone. We've got a whistle. And Amherst offsides. So this faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. 26 seconds left in the Panthers penalty. It was Roche taking that against Shapiro. Here they come. Roche centering in front. Shot in front. Loose save by Wisco. Comes back to the right circle. Back to the point. Von Steinberg's with a drive. That hit one of the Panthers in front. And that'll do it. Kudos to the Panthers killing off a two-man disadvantage here. And a 12:15 left to go in the second. They are still up by two. The puck now in the left corner in the Panthers' defensive zone. John Scala for Middlebury trying to get it out. And the Mammoths getting the puck back to the point. Fitzgerald at the point. A shot between the top of the circles. That one goes wide. It's taken by the Panthers. Dineen up and out. 11:38 left to play second period. 2-0 Middlebury. And the Panthers in a crucial part of the game killing off a two-man advantage for Amherst. Nice job on the penalty kill there. This face-off to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. It's Owen Powers for Middlebury against Joey Lupo. And it is won by Powers. Back to Pastor. Skates behind Wisco. Over to Scala, who tried to deflect it out. He couldn't do it. Taken by Amherst. And a shot right into the midsection of Wisco. Jack Fitzgerald getting a pretty decent shot there, but Wisco up to the task and one better and holds on. This face-off to the right again of Wisco. It'll be Jocelyn against Lupo. This one won by Lupo. Wins it cleanly back to the point. But between the defensemen and all the way back down, it comes on Ventre, who will hold on as Charlie Parsons was using his speed there to get a face-off. So this face-off to the left of Ventre. Jocelyn for Middlebury against Conlon. And it's won by Conlon back behind the net around the boards. Conlon racing in to the right corner with Ash. Conlon goes down. Danner there off the boards looking for Jocelyn. A shot by Johansson that goes off the top of the board. Centers it in front, taken by Jocelyn. Got a 3-on-2 here if they hurry. Danner, Jocelyn, and Parsons into the right corner. Jocelyn hits the brakes, sends it to Danner behind the net. Danner looking for Breen. They couldn't hold it in. It comes back in, sends it back in as the Panthers change here. Their second line of Pacini, Ty, and Heinrichs back out for the Panthers. A shot that comes in. It is Breen and Dawson. Dawson with a long pass. He was trying to hit Ty. Shot in front, and they score. A turnover in the Panthers' defensive zone, and the Mammoths have cut the lead in half. 9:36 of period two. Amherst is on the board. Brendan Dawson with a long pass. He was trying to hit one of his teammates, and it was picked off. And Amherst has scored and made it 2-1. So the faceoff at center ice. Fahey against Conlon. Into the Amherst zone. We'll get a whistle. And that'll be an icing, so it will come all the way back down. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff against Mitchell Schultz. Won by Schultz. Back to the point. They couldn't hold it in, though. Pastor picking up the puck. Gets it up to Fahey. Racing up, and no one there at the point. Driven back in by Pastor. Middlebury's offsides. So they will regroup, and here comes the Mammoths. Schultz dumping it in. Gilreath behind Wisco. on the right corner as Fahey comes together with Tkachuk and McKee. Tkachuk getting it up into neutral ice. It comes back into the Mammoth defensive zone, and here come the Mammoth. They dump it in. Wren, Rex, and Roche, the Mammoth's fourth line, on the attack, and it's cleared out by the Panthers' Ryan Ash. And it is dumped in, and we have a whistle. 9:12 left to play second period, 2-1 Middlebury. The Mammoths getting on the board a few moments ago, cutting the lead in half. It was Stephen Mallory getting the goal, his second of the year for the Mammoths. The assist to Mitchell Schultz and John Festa. That goal at 9:36 of the period. And the puck now in the Middlebury defensive zone, taken by Mitch Allen along the far side boards. Up to Powers, who gets it to Breen, who dumps it in. Comes back out of the zone into neutral ice. Dawson sends it over to Allen. Allen dumps it in. Shapiro, Powers, and Allen, the attackers for Middlebury right now. While the Mammoths respond with Bondra, Lupo, and Fitzgerald. Dawson with the puck behind the net. Does a nice job getting it off the boards. The puck takes a wicked bounce. Comes in on Wisco, who does a nice job sticking that away. Fitzgerald sending it into the corner. Bondra was looking for Lupo, but it came off the boards. And the Panthers are able to sky it out. Here comes Bondra in the right circle, racing towards the net. A nice job by Dawson forcing him outside. The Mammoths lose the puck to Matt Danner, who races along the boards in front of the Panthers bench. Lupo will send it in to the Panthers' defensive zone as they change. Danner back to Dawson. Puck comes all the way up. They dump it back in. Now in the right corner. As the Mammoths change, Daly, Conlon, and Goldstein out there for Amherst. Dawson trying to get the puck out. He's being pestered by Goldstein along the boards. And the Panthers get it up and out. And here comes Charlie Parsons. As the Panthers have countered with Parsons, Jocelyn, and Danner. And right along the boards, we get a whistle. I believe that's just an offsides. So 6:54 left to play, second period, 2-1 Middlebury. 22 shots on goal for the Mammoths, 16 for the Panthers. Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Schultz, I believe it is, and Ty kicked out of the faceoff circle. Heinrichs taking the faceoff. He wins it and goes forward. Von Steinbergs for the Mammoths. Skies it to neutral ice. Picked up by John Festa. Festa, Schultz, and Mallory, the attackers for the Mammoths. Puck along the near side boards where it is taken by Festa. He sends it around where it's picked up by Jimmy McKee. Taken by Ash. Ty able to sneak a stick in there and whack it out. Heinrichs with it now to McKee, who gets it along the boards. Over to Pacini. Pacini up to Ty. He's got Heinrichs with him. Tries to center it. Another attempt, centering attempt. Shot by Pastor from the right point. That one just goes wide. Now it's behind Ventre. As we're down to 6 minutes left to go in the second period. And the Panthers up by one. Left corner here, the Amherst Mammoths getting things set up. Racing along the Middlebury bench, or in front of the Middlebury bench. Dumped in. Taken by Fahey. Sent into the Amherst zone by Alex Lee. Around Ventre, behind Ventre, along the left boards. And the Mammoths come up. Here comes Wren. Wren racing in. Wren had Rex and Roche with him. It's broken up by the Panthers. Michael Fahey sends it to Dawson, who gets it up and out. Lee now sends it into the Amherst zone, where Connor Breen sends it further. Breen into the right corner. And Amherst breaks it out. A long pass to Bondra. Bondra waiting for help. Crisberg in the left corner sends it around to Lupo. Back to the point. Back to Esposito. A shot that gets deflected into the corner in front. Taken by Owen Powers. Up to Allen, who drops it to Powers. Powers, a shot saved by Ventre. Allen was on the doorstep looking for the rebound, but the Mammoth defense able to get it out. Lupo going towards the area between the circles, broken up by the Panthers. Shapiro going to dump it in, but he didn't get a lot of wood on that, so he wasn't able to. Here comes Lupo. He's got Bondra with him. A shot by Lupo over the net. And the Panthers trying to get it out along the far side boards. Puck knocked back in, taken by Ash. Ash to McKee, off the boards to Shapiro, who sends it out. Driven back in. And the puck is loose in front. Came off the boards, and the Mammoths were able to center it. Unfortunately, the Panthers' defense was able to clear that out. Amherst bringing it up in front of their own bench. Brought in by Conlon. Conlon looking to center it. Broken up by the Panthers. Danner, Jocelyn, and Parsons racing up the ice. Sent back by the Mammoths into the Panthers' defensive zone. The left corner all the way around to Dineen. Delina along past to Parsons. Looking for Jocelyn. Picked up by Goldstein for the Mammoths. And chopped back in where Jocelyn has it in the right circle. Jocelyn cutting towards the center. His shot is deflected into the corner as the Panthers will change here. And here come the Mammoths right in front of their bench. Mitchell Schultz with Mallory and Festa. Big hit along the boards. And the Panthers, it appears, will be shorthanded here. Matt Danner in the box. And the officials have come together, and we'll see what they're chatting about in a second. We'll set this up for you. 2:50 left to play, second period. 2-1 Middlebury. The Panthers getting on the board early in this game. Alex Lee, his first of the season, from Michael Fahey and Camille Tkachuk at 12:08 of the period. And then at 15:29 of the first period, Camille Tkachuk, his third of the year, unassisted, giving Middlebury a 2-0 lead. And then in this period, the Mammoth Stephen Mallory getting Amherst on the board. The assist to Mitchell Schultz and John Festa. That was Mallory's third goal of the year. And that came at 9:36 of the second period, making it 2-1 Middlebury. So the penalty to number 13, Matt Danner of the Panthers, a minor for boarding. Amherst back on the power play. Amherst 0-3 so far. Middlebury successful today so far, killing off all three. So Owen Power is taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Schultz. One by Schultz, back to the point. Back to Esposito. Esposito and Gilreath on the points. Nice play by Connor Breen, breaking up the Mammoths' power play setup there. The Mammoths now in their defensive zone, getting things set up here, and here they come. Schultz taking it, broken up by Tkachuk. It comes back in, bounces in off a player, and they are able to clear it out. Mallory with the puck for Amherst. And the Mammoths having some trouble here getting things going in the right direction, but here they come. Dumped into the zone. Tkachuk trying to clear it, a shot. He tried to clear it and instead went right to one of the Mammoths' forwards. Went right to Schultz, who got a shot on, but Wisco was able to hold on to that. Minute 53 left to play, second period, 2-1 Middlebury. A minute 3 left in the boarding penalty to Matt Danner. The Mammoths' fourth power play of the game so far. They are 0-3. Powers taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Roche. Won by Powers, back into the right corner, sent around. Roche with it along the boards, gets it to Wren. Wren going towards the net, a shot. What a stop by Wisco. Steven Rex had a pretty wide open net, and he made a shot, and Wisco came back quickly, post to post, making a huge stop. So the puck back to Johansson. Johansson with a shot, waffled by Wisco into the corner. McKee has it, but can't get it out. Roche still with it. Back to Johansson. Back to Roche. Into the corner to Wren. Over to Johansson. Back to Von Steinbergs. Last minute to play in the period. 5 seconds left to go in the penalty. And it's taken by Rex. And the penalty is over. And the Panthers have a 2-on-1. And it's Shapiro over to Allen. Shot saved by Ventre. End-to-end action here. A long pass into the Middlebury defensive zone. It is Bondra coming up against Dawson. And Bondra still has it. A shot that went over the net. And we'll get a whistle. 25.2 seconds left to play, second period. 2-1 Middlebury. An exciting game this afternoon as both goaltenders playing very, very well. 25 saves for the Mammoths, Giancarlo Ventre, and 20 saves for the Panthers, Adam Wisco. Jocelyn taking the faceoff and winning it against Joey Lupo. Back behind his net up to Charlie Parsons on the right side, right in front of the Middlebury bench. Sent in, Zach Shapiro racing into the right corner. He's up against Gilreath. Jocelyn still with it. Behind Ventre. In the left corner. Lupo has it, and that'll do it. An exciting second period. And after 40 minutes of play, it is 2-1 Middlebury. When we come back, we will recap the second period. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Along with farm supplies, power equipment, and hands-on service department, Broughton's has been a True Value hardware store in Addison County for over 30 years. Hi, this is Monica from Broughton's Big Country Hardware Store in Bridgeport. For the last half of those years, I've been involved with expanding our entire selection of True Value paint, plumbing, and electrical supplies. But did you know that we also carry feed for your pets and livestock, work boots and work wear for the guys and gals that need it, and I dare say one of the best selections of work gloves around? This holiday season, take a drive in the country and visit me and the staff at Broughton's Big Country True Value Hardware. This year, we've got even more cool stuff for decorations and gifts that will warm some special hearts. If you've never been out here, I think it's time to explore our back rooms, side rooms, showrooms, and upstairs, and bring your friends so you can show them what a true country hardware store looks like. Remember, gifts and gift certificates are available. We're on 22A in Bridgeport, and we're a Big Country True Value Hardware store.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in between periods 2 and 3 at the Chip Kenyon Arena, where the Middlebury Panthers leading the Amherst Mammoths 2-1 at the end of 40 minutes of play. If you missed it, the Panthers leading 2-0 at the end of one. Alex Lee, his first of the year, from Camille Tkachuk and Michael Fahey, giving the Panthers a 1-0 lead at 12:08 of the first period. Later in the period, 15:29, an unassisted goal, his third of the season, by the Panthers' Camille Tkachuk, giving Middlebury a 2-0 lead at the end of the first period. And then in this period, Amherst finally getting on the board at 9:36. Their second line of Pacini, Ty, and Heinrichs back out for the Panthers. A shot that comes in. It is Breen and Dawson. Dawson with a long pass. He was trying to hit Ty. Shot in front, and they score. A turnover in the Panthers' defensive zone, and the Mammoths have cut the lead in half. And on that play, the Panthers trying to make a long pass to get it out quickly. And unfortunately, for Middlebury, the Mammoths picked that off. It was Stephen Mallory, his second of the year. The assistant number 9, Mitchell Schultz. And number 17, John Festa. That goal coming at 9:36 of the second period, making it 2-1 Middlebury. But that's where we stayed, or we have been so far. Shots on goal in the game, 20 for Middlebury. And 25 for Amherst. Middlebury was out shooting Amherst at the end of the first period, 15-12. But in that period, Amherst really coming on, out shooting Middlebury 13-5. But the only score that really matters, the big red numbers at the top of the scoreboard. And after 40 minutes of play, it is 2-1 Middlebury. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out of town NHL scoreboard. 2-1 Middlebury at the end of 40 minutes of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey, the intermission report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
What do you really want for Christmas?
I think we all want more time.
All of us at Pratt Store want to help you have more time to enjoy the holiday season.
Want help with your holiday dinner? We have fresh prime rib cut and tied, Mackenzie hams, turkeys, main dishes, side dishes, pies, rolls, sweetbreads.
Want help with your company party? We have great appetizers, a fine selection of wine, microbrews, and amazing party platters. And we can deliver right to your door.
Want help with decorating? We have freshly cut Vermont trees. trees, and homemade wreaths.
Want the perfect gift for someone who has everything? We have Vermont products, lottery tickets, or how about something that always seems to fit? A Pratt store gift card.
Do you think you could help me get these Christmas lights up?
That might be where we draw the line.
For almost all of your holiday needs, stop in at Pratt store in Bridport, Vermont, or give us a call at 802-758-2323.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Give yourself a gift this holiday season with Cool Sculpting. Cool Sculpting is FDA cleared, non-invasive permanent fat removal treatment with no downtime. Pain-free, and treatments last about 35 minutes. Lose the thigh bulge, lose the tummy bulge, the love handles. If you can squeeze it, Bear Medical Spa Laser Center can freeze it. With Cool Sculpting, look your best and feel your best for the holidays with Bear Medical Spa Laser Center, downtown Burlington, and at BearVT.com. Bear, for the love of skin.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
40 minutes in the books between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Amherst College Mammoths. 2-1 Middlebury after the first two periods of play. Bruce Eamon with you on Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. The Panthers up 2-0 at the end of one, and then Amherst getting on the board at 9:36 of the second period. Stephen Mallory, his second of the year, cutting the Panthers' lead in half, but we stand at 2-1 Middlebury after the first 40 minutes of play. Taking a look at the NESCAC scoreboard, all the teams in the NESCAC in action today, although Wesleyan does not have a conference game today. They are taking on Stonehill and trailing Stonehill 2-0 with 13:54 left to go in the first period. Some of the games that are finals today, Williams has shut out Hamilton 3-0. Bowdoin coming back to beat Conn College 5-2. Colby leading Tufts 1-0 at the start of the third period. And, of course, here it is 2-1 Middlebury at the end of the second period. Taking a look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. The Philadelphia Flyers have beaten the Sabres 6-2. The Vegas Golden Knights and LA Kings tied at 1 with 8:45 to go in the second period. And then all the other games tonight. The Colorado Avalanche taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Islanders at Detroit. The Rangers at Florida. Pittsburgh at Ottawa. Toronto at Boston, Washington at Columbus, San Jose at Arizona, and the late game, Nashville at Calgary. The Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. But between periods 2 and 3 here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the Panthers leading Amherst by a score of 2-1. 13 shots on goal that period for the Mammoths, only 5 for the Panthers. But one of the things that the Panthers have really done well this afternoon is penalty kill. We talked about that as being one of the keys for the game today for the Panthers, and they have killed off 4 power plays for the Mammoths, and the Panthers only with 1 power play opportunity, and they are 0-1 on that one. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we will preview third period action, the score, After 40 minutes of play, it is Middlebury 2, Amherst 1. You are listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
In between periods 2 and 3 here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College, it is 2-1 Panthers. At the end of 40 minutes of play, Bruce Zeman with you on the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Intermission Report on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Today, the final day of NESCAC conference play before the holiday break. And after this game, the Panthers will not be back in action again till a December 29th matchup against Johnson and Wales as part of the Middlebury Holiday Classic here at Middlebury on December 29th. So the Panthers losing last night 4-3. And so they would like to get back on the winning track by hopefully pulling this one out this afternoon. Again, the game that they played last night against Hamilton, a heartbreaking loss. They came back to tie that game early in the third period, and then unfortunately giving up a goal with 3 seconds left in the third period to lose that game 4-3. So Middlebury really bouncing back with a good effort here so far today, leading Amherst 2-1 at the end of the second period. The goal scorer is today for Middlebury, Alex Lee, getting his first of the season. From Michael Fahey and Camille Tkachuk at 12:08 of the first period. And then on a great individual effort by one of the Panthers' captains, Camille Tkachuk, he took the puck away in the right corner and beat the Mammoths goaltender Giancarlo Ventre. It was an unassisted goal coming at 15:29 of the first period to give Middlebury a 2-0 lead. And then in the second period, Stephen Mallory getting his second of the year from Mitchell Schultz and John Festa at 9:36 of the period to cut the lead in half. And that is where we stand after the first 40 minutes of play. Period three just about ready to get going here. The Panthers skating from left to right, the Mammoths from right to left. It remains to be seen which team will be able to put this one in the win column, if it even goes in the win column, because we can have ties. So we'll see if the Panthers are able to bring this one home and see if the Panthers are able to head out onto the Halloween break, onto the holiday break on a winning streak. So just about ready to go here. The Panthers' Adam Wisko in his net, ready to go. The Mammoths' Giancarlo Ventre in his net. They are ready to go. The officials just about ready to go. And so are we. Joey Lupo getting ready to take the face-off for Amherst against Owen Powers for Middlebury. And here we go. It's won by Lupo. It comes back to Johansson along the near side wall. Lupo racing into the right corner. Sends it to Gil Reith. Taken away by Powers. Allen sends it into the right corner where it's taken by Shapiro. Shapiro, Lupo, and Powers coming together. Taken away by Shapiro. Shapiro looking to center it. Shot, save, Ventre. Back to the point. Over to Powers. Powers to Shapiro in the left corner. Back to Allen. And it's broken up by the Mammoths. And here they come. It's Fitzgerald racing over the blue line. In the skates of Powers, who sends it off the boards, but not able to get it out. It's actually gotten out by Shapiro, who comes in one on two. In the left circle, goes to the net. And it bounces into Ventre's glove, and he will hold on. 18:56 left to play, third period, 2-1 Middlebury. This faceoff coming to the right of goaltender Giancarlo Ventre. The junior from Morrisonville, New York, has played well today. Roche taking the faceoff against Ty. It goes back behind the net. And it's taken by Roche, taken away by Heinrichs. And Ty has it again. Leaves it for Heinrichs in the right corner, sends it around. He had been looking for Pacini, who uses his speed to get there. Back into the corner to Heinrichs, who goes down, and the puck is under him, but he does get it to Ty, who sends it back in. Still in the left corner on Steinenbergs. Along the wall, Heinrichs with it again. And Pacini. And now Heinrichs coming together with von Steinenbergs as they exchange lumber. And it looks like both of them will be going to the box here. Penalties will come in 18:14 of the third period. We'll see what the... So it'll be Heinrichs and von Steinenbergs each 2 minutes. And we will skate 4-on-4 here. Fahey taking the face off against Festa. Won by Festa, who sends it back to Gilreath, who takes it along the far side boards. And here he comes, skating to the opposite side. Takes a shot that's blocked by Breen. Goes to center it. He was looking for Mallory. Over to Esposito. A shot. It's in front. A shot right in front by Gilreath. Saved by Wisco. Taken by Fahey. And the Mammoths are going to be whistled for a hand pass. So the penalties there, Heinrichs, 2 minutes for high sticking, von Steinbergs, 2 minutes for slashing. Team skating 4-on-4. Dumped into the Amherst zone, the right corner, off the boards. And their top line of Bondra, Lupo, and Fitzgerald out there right now. With Johansson and Gunn. And Krisberg, excuse me. So back to Krisberg, a shot, and it is saved by Wisco, and he will hold on. 17:13 left to play, third period, 2-1 Middlebury. The team skating 4-on-4. Alex Heinrichs and Peter von Steinbergs both in the box. One for slashing, one for high sticking, but the end result of the teams are skating 4-a-side. So there's some extra room out there. Jocelyn taking the face off and winning it for Middlebury. As they come up along the right side, dumped in into the left corner. Jocelyn and Johansson coming together. Jocelyn still with it, looking to center it, but no one there. And here comes Fitzgerald on the left side, dropping it for Johansson. Back to Krisberg, shot saved by Wisco. And it's sent up and out by the Panthers' defense. Johansson with it right now, the senior captain. Over to Krisberg, who brings it into the lower right corner. Taken away by McKee, who gets it to Jocelyn. Jocelyn, Shapiro, Ash, and McKee. As both teams are changing here, the penalties are over. Chrisberg with it along the left side boards, dumped in. And the fourth line for Amherst of Rex, Roche, and Wren. They're out there now. As the Panthers send it up along the boards and out. And that'll be an icing against the Panthers. 15:48 left to play. Third period, 2-1 Middlebury. Middlebury up 2-0 after the first period. Amherst getting on the board in the second period, and that is where we are right now. The face-off to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco, who has made 28 stops today. Roche taking the face-off against Fahey. And it's won by Roche. It's in front. It's loose. And Wisco will hold on in some extracurriculars after the whistle. And we'll see if anything comes out of this. 15:43 left to play, third period, 2-1 Middlebury. And the officials watching, but no indication of anything yet. And it looks like no harm, no foul. So the face-off again to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco. Roche taking the face-off against Danny Tai. Tai out of the face-off circle, replaced by Heinrichs. One by Roche, back to the point. Shot, save, Wisco. Loose in front, taken by Dineen in the left corner. Picked up by Pastor, taken back by Amherst. Von Steinberg's trying to get it back to the point, and it comes up and out. And Middlebury will change here. Ventre out, leaving it for Esposito. Over to Wren. Over to Lupo. Back to Von Steinberg's. In on the left side, shot save Wisco. Puck driven around into the right corner. Now along the wall, over to Johansson. Shot into the opposite corner. Taken by the Panthers and driven back in by Chrisberg. Over to Johansson, who pinches in to the right corner. Puck still in the right corner as Johansson's trying to get it to Bondra. Bondra has it now, looking to pass back to the point. Over to Fitzgerald. The top of the circle shot. And that deflected off of something. Not sure if it was a stick or the crossbar, but we will get a whistle as it went up into the netting. 14:34 left to play, third period, 2-1 Middlebury. The faceoff to the left of Adam Wisco. 30 saves today for the Panthers goaltender. 19 for the Mammoths netminder. Faceoff won by the Panthers, and they send it up and out. They leave it for Jocelyn, who comes in. He's got Danner with him. Shot, save. The puck loose in front, broken up by the Amherst defense. It's taken by Goldstein, who brings it in the circle. Conlon with a shot that goes off a stick and up and out. And it comes back into the Amherst zone. And the Panthers have iced the puck. 14:04 left to play, third period. 2-1 Middlebury. Again, this is the final day of conference play before the holiday break. So both teams looking for a win today. Face off to the left of Wisco. It's going to be Schultz against Jocelyn. Won by Jocelyn. He goes back. And the Panthers trying to get it out of the zone. Ash trying to get it up. He's able to get it to Danner. Off the boards and out. It comes back. We'll see if it's far enough for icing, which will be waved off. As Jocelyn, with a great effort, gets there first. In the right corner, he's getting whacked by Chrisberg. Now Allen in to help. It's being held along the boards. Von Steinberg's into the left corner. He's hit by Allen. Shapiro taking it again. Shapiro behind the net looking to center it. Getting to someone. Oh, a shot. He was looking for Powers in front. Broken up by the Amherst defense. Festa driving it in. Picked up by Dawson along the boards up to Breen. Breen over to Powers. Powers to Allen, who drives it in. And Johansson loses it to Powers. Powers above the top of the circle, and it comes out. Middlebury will have to retreat to get back on sides. And the Panthers are offsides. Good call by the official there. It was close, but Middlebury was indeed offside there. 12:51 left to play, third period. 2-1 Panthers. Again, the Panthers dropping their contest yesterday to Hamilton 4-3, while Amherst lost their game 4-2 to Williams. So both teams would like to get a win in this one. Faceoff just outside the Amherst defensive zone, dumped in by Brett Pastor. Taken along the boards by Steven Rex. Rex, Roche, and Wren, the fourth line out for Amherst. A shot from the left circle comes up and around. Out now, a long pass by Lee to Michael Fahey. He shoots and he scores! A fantastic pass from Alex Lee to a streaking Michael Fahey, and he roofs it. It's 3-1 Panthers. The Panthers have used their speed all season to set up terrific plays, and Alex Lee, the freshman left wing from Toronto, Ontario, making a fabulous pass to Michael Fahey for his goal there, making it 3-1 Middlebury. And for Fahey, his seventh goal of the year. So this face-off at center ice, it's going to be tie against Lupo. The goal at 7:35 of the third period, making it 3-1 Middlebury. That's a big goal. The puck now in the right corner. The player is battling. John Scala over to Danny Tye. All the way around. Still in the left corner as the players battle over to Jamie Lupo. Brought in by Bondra. Goes to center, and a nice play by Cole Jocelyn to break that up. So that goal, Fahey from Lee and Kachuk at 7:35 of the third period, giving Middlebury a two-goal lead once again. The puck deep in the Amherst zone. It comes up and out. It's brought up quickly by Von Steinbergs into the Middlebury defensive zone on the left side. Jocelyn along the boards gets it to Breen. Breen back to Jocelyn. A long pass up for Charlie Parsons. Right in front of the Amherst bench. Parsons still with it. Back to Breen, over to Dawson, who will send it in. Over to Crisberg, who loses it to Danner. Taken by Powers. And kept in by Danner, who will get it to Powers as the Panthers change here. Mitch Allen in the right corner, waiting for his teammates to get back out there. Brett Pastor pinching. He sends it around looking for Powers. Back to the point, kept in by Allen, who's going to let one go from the circle. A wrist shot. Back into the left corner to Shapiro. Bunch of players along the board here. Schultz with Allen and Goldstein. Back up to the point, and it's up and out. I'm going to say here that Amherst is offsides. And so for the Panthers, the magic of Michael Fahey this season continues. Fahey coming into this game tied for first in the conference in scoring. And he's added some points today. He's having a great season. Fahey taking the face-off again against Schultz. It's won by Schultz. Back to Johansson. over to Festa, the line of Festa, Schultz, and Mallory out there for the Mammoths right now. Johansson with it, skating to the right circle. Shot that he gets on Wisco, save. Into the left corner. Back to Festa. Festa sends it on net, no one there. Across to Klein. Being held along the boards by Conlon at the point. They do a nice job holding it in. Mallory in the corner. The right corner comes around to the opposite side. Festa with it. Sends it back to the opposite side. And Klein racing in. He sends it back around. The puck's been in the Middlebury zone a while here. But the Panthers doing a good job keeping the Mammoths on the outside. Taken by Roche. Centers in front. It's loose. Back to the point. A shot by Esposito. Kick save by Wisco, and it comes out. He tried to get it back to the point looking for Gilreath, who was with Esposito, but it came between the two players and all the way back down. And Amherst has to get everything set up again. Rex, Roche, and Wren, the fourth line for Amherst out there again right now. As the Panthers have Breen, Dawson, Scala, Heinrichs, and Ty. Into the left corner, Ty sends it around looking for Dawson. Over to Breen, back to Dawson, who sends it up for Scala. And Ventre will hold on to that. 7:57 left to go, third period, 3-1 Middlebury. The Panthers adding to their lead at 7:35 of this period. Just a fabulous pass by Alex Lee to Michael Fahey, who roofed it over Giancarlo Ventre to give the Panthers a 3-1 lead. And that's where we stand right now. The faceoff to the right of Ventre. It is going to be Jocelyn taking the faceoff against Conlon, won by Conlon, and they race into the zone. It's Von Steinberg's bringing it in. A shot loose in front, and they score. The Mammoths getting that puck up there quickly, putting a lot of pressure on the Panthers' netminder, and they bang it home. 12:18 to go. 12:18 of the period. 7:42 to go. It is 3-2 Middlebury. That is an even strength goal. We'll get the call for you momentarily. The faceoff is going to be Powers against Lupo. And it is won by Lupo. Although the puck comes back into the Amherst defensive zone in the corner. Taken by Owen Powers on the left side wall. Powers long pass to Jimmy McKee. Shot that's taken by the defenseman Crisberg. And sent out of the zone. Lupo trying to bring it in. So the puck now between the circles. It is Phil Johansson. Getting it back to Lupo at the top of the left point. Sending it all the way back around. AJ Klein in the right corner. A shot from Conlon for Amherst. Goldstein, Conlon, and Daly out there. With Johansson. And they score again. The puck came around the boards and off the boards and in front. And Amherst has tied the game. Hard work by the Mammoths. Tying this game at 3. And Amherst bring this game back to 3, back to even with some hard work. PJ Conlon getting the goal, 13:25 of the period. So the faceoff to the right of Ventre, won by the Panthers, back And it is taken by Daly. Daly racing in. A pass across, a shot. That one just wide. And Brendan Dawson taking it now behind. His goaltender skates it up. Dumps it into the Amherst zone, back to the top of the circles where Dawson lets a wrist shot go that Ventre holds on to. We'll get a whistle. 5:53 left to go. Third period. The game is tied. Amherst working hard here. Fitzgerald getting his third goal of the season. Face off to the right of Ventre, won by Amherst. The puck down to the Middlebury defensive zone in the left corner. Taken by Mallory. Bunch of players coming together in the corner here. And a shot from the left point by Crisberg. Taken by the Panthers defense. And a shot, another shot by Crisberg as the puck came back out. And Amherst doing a nice job keeping it in. Mitchell Schultz sending it back into the right corner. Schultz in there now himself. Rex back to Gilreath. Rex now in the right corner. Panthers having trouble getting the puck out here. Dineen off the boards to Scala. The puck still in the Middlebury zone. 4:45 left to play third period. The game is tied at 3. A long pass to Danner. Danner from the circle. Shot save. Ventre into the left corner. Danner, Jocelyn, and Parsons taken by Roche. Roche, a shot blocked by the Panthers defense. Rex, Roche, and Wren, the Mammoth's fourth line, seeing a lot of ice time in this period. Rex in the corner with Jocelyn and McKee. And the Panthers finally able to get it out. Dumped into the left corner. Parsons racing in there. Jocelyn tried to hold it and he was not able to. And Von Steinbergs sends it into the Middlebury zone. And Amherst will change. Here comes Brendan Dawson sending it in. Shapiro, Powers, and Allen in the Amherst zone attacking. Taken out, though, by the Mammoths. Dumped in by Lupo. Amherst countering with their top line of Bondra, Lupo, and Fitzgerald. And the puck still deep in the Middlebury zone as the Mammoths try to get it set up here. Back to the point. It is Klein with a shot that is saved by Wisco, and a dangerous rebound that the Panthers are finally able to send off the boards down into the Amherst zone, and that is an icing. So 3:04 left to play in the third period. The game is tied. Middlebury up 3-1 in this period, but Amherst bringing the pressure as Jack Fitzgerald getting his third goal of the season at 12:18, and less than a minute 15 later, P.J. Cullen getting his first of the season to tie this one at 3. And so we will have a timeout here with 3:04 left to go in the third period. So the Panthers taking a timeout here. Again, if you're just joining us, the Panthers leading this game 2-0. At the end of the first period, Alex Lee, his first of the season, assist to Michael Fahey and Camille Kachuk, 12:08 of the period. And then at 15:29 of that period, Camille Kachuk, his third of the year, giving Middlebury a 2-0 lead at the end of one. In the second period, Amherst getting on the board, Stephen Mallory, his third of the season, from Mitchell Schultz and John Festa. That coming at 9:36 of the second period. Then in the third period, Michael Fahey continues the strong season as he is having. His seventh of the year from Alex Lee and Camille Tkachuk at 7:35 of the period, making it 3-1 Middlebury. But give Amherst a lot of credit. They have played a good third period. Jack Fitzgerald getting his third of the season. The assistant number 18, Nick Bondra, at number 12, P.J. Conlon, that at 12:18 of the period. And then a minute seven later, P.J. Conlon getting his first of the year from Daly and Klein at 13:25. So here come the Panthers racing in. A pass to Allen. Shot, save, entry. Shapiro and Allen racing up on a two-on-one. Allen getting a decent shot off, but Ventre won better there. And he is able to stop the Panthers forward. We'll have a face-off to Ventre's right. Fahey taking the face-off against Conlon. Won by Conlon and sent around the boards. Brought into the Middlebury defensive zone. Over by Klein. Tipped into the corner by Dawson. In the left corner, as we're down to 2:30 to play in the period. Back to Johansson. Johansson's got Klein as his defense partner, and it's shot into the netting. And we will get a whistle. And just as Amherst outshot Middlebury last period 13-5, they are really bringing it this period. Seven shots on goal so far for Middlebury, 12 for Amherst, who is leading now in shots 37-27. The faceoff to the right of Wisco. Jocelyn against Conlon. Racing back into the defensive zone. And the Mammoths send it out. Comes into the Middlebury zone where it's taken by Dineen. Dineen and Pastor out there. Long pass to Charlie Parsons. Broken up by Gilreath. Off the boards. Crisberg whacking it back into neutral ice, and it's dumped in. And so the Panthers will change here. It's Gilreath and Crisberg, the defenseman for Amherst. They send it in as the Mammoths change. Dumped into the Amherst zone. And they will hold on here. Ventre will hold on, that is. 1:31 left to play in regulation. 3-3, Middlebury and Amherst. Johansson out there is one of the defensemen for Amherst. Along with Klein. And again, that fourth line for the Mammoths getting a ton of ice time. It's Rex, Roche, and Wren out there again. Mammoths coach Jack Arena with a lot of confidence in that line, and he should. They've played well. Dumped into the Middlebury defensive zone behind goaltender Adam Wisco. And here come the Panthers. It was Shapiro looking for Allen, who almost had a breakaway there. Puck comes in on Wisco. Back to the point. A shot. Deflected in front. It's knocked back into the right corner. Taken by Dawson. Around as Breen tries to get it up and out. And it's kept in by Lupo, who is manning the point. Fahey sends it back around the boards to Dawson. Down to 29 seconds left. And it's up and out. Von Steinbergs over to Gilreath. Lupo trying to drive it in. It's broken up by the Panthers. And here they come. If they hurry, they can have a 3-on-2. But Amherst gets caught back up. Here comes Dawson. A shot. Save Ventre into the left corner. He centers it. Back to the point. And nobody home. Pastor drives it back in. Ventre out to play it, but that's it in regulation. So in that period, 8 shots on goal for the Panthers and 12 for the Mammoths. So a regulation total of So we just had a change here on the clock, so let me just correct this. So we have now 11 shots for Middlebury in that period, and 14 for the Mammoth. So that is a game total of 31 so far for Middlebury, 39 for the Mammoths. And for the Mammoths, you got to give them credit. They came out trailing 3-1 in this period, and then they stepped up their game. Jack Fitzgerald getting his third of the season from Nick Bondra and P.J. Conlon at 12-18 of the period. And then a minute seven later, they struck again. Conlon, his first of the year from Daly and A.J. Klein. That goal coming at 13-25 of the third period. And that is how we have gotten to a 3-3 tie as we get ready to start overtime. And again, for both of these teams who lost yesterday, a win here would be enormous. And considering how the Panthers lost yesterday's game, giving up a goal with 3 seconds left in the third period, how sweet would it be to go into the holiday break by pulling one out in overtime? We'll have to see what happens. But again, for the Panthers, Michael Fahey continues the awesome season that he has had so far. Fahey getting his seventh goal of the season earlier this period. Also picking up an assist on the first goal today, Alex Lee's goal that gave the Panthers a 1-0 lead. So Fahey, again, with points today, a goal and an assist so far. So the goaltenders will change sides. Panthers skating from right to left. Mammoths from left to right. We are just about ready for overtime. So it will be Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Joey Lupo. One by Powers. He goes back to Brett Pastor. Pastor to Dineen. Long pass deflected in by the Panthers. In case you're not familiar with this, we play a 5-minute overtime period. The faceoff in the left corner. Shapiro along the boards. Sent in. Owen Powers with it in the left corner. The Panthers have Dineen and Pastor at the points. Dineen on the left point. Pastor on the right point. Sent in. Back to Pastor. Shot blocked by one of the Mammoths. And if they hurry, it's a 3-on-2. It's a 4-on-2 if they hurry. Here comes Fitzgerald. And a nice play by the Panthers to break that up. Mitchell Allen racing along the left side into the circle. Shot. That one is wide. 4 minutes left to go in overtime. Along the boards where Tkachuk has it. He gets it over to Lee. Lee sending it back in deep to Tkachuk in the right corner. It's Fahey, Lee, Tkachuk with Dawson and Breen. Breen on the right side, Dawson on the left side. In the right corner. Lee still with it, moving around, moving the puck. Back to Breen, who has it. He comes out, and Dawson is there to prevent any damage there. Here comes Lee again, dumping it in as the Panthers will change down to 3:10 in the overtime period. And it sends down, and that should be an icing. And it will be. 3:07 in overtime. 3-3, Middlebury and Amherst. Middlebury leading this game 3-1 in the third period before Amherst struck for two goals in a minute and 7 seconds to force overtime. And so we will get a timeout here. I believe this timeout is going to be taken by Amherst as the Mammoths kind of reset themselves here. Basically, for most of the first portion of this overtime, the play has been in the Mammoth zone, so maybe a good time to take a timeout here and reset everything as you get your key players some rest here. But again, this being the final game before the holiday break for both of these teams, again, the Panthers back in action the weekend of December 29th and 30th, the Middlebury Holiday Classic. They will take on Johnson and Wales on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then they will take on either Hobart or UNE on Sunday, depending on how things go. But again, this is the final conference game for both of these teams before the holiday break. So that timeout is just about over. 3:07 left to go in the game in overtime. Face off to the right of goaltender Giancarlo Ventre, who's made 28 stops today. The Panthers netminder Adam Wisko has made 36. Jocelyn in the faceoff circle for Middlebury. Wren for Amherst. Won by Wren. They bring it into the Middlebury zone. Over to Klein. Klein shot saved by Wisko. And he will hold on. 2:59 left to go in overtime. Middlebury and Amherst tied at 3. The 40th shot on goal for the Mammoths this afternoon. Face-off to the left of Wisko. A shot. After Roche won that face-off into the corner. Taken by Dineen. Up and off the boards. Taken by Esposito. Sends it across to Gilreath into the Middlebury zone. Pastor and Dineen out there for the Panthers on the blue line. Powers, Shapiro, and Allen for Middlebury racing into the Amherst zone. Powers leaves it for Allen, who goes between the circles. That's a shot go. That's deflected into the corner. Shapiro with it again. Back behind the net. It's taken by Powers, who moves to the front. Almost got a decent shot off there, but here comes Amherst. It comes in, taken by Daly. It's loose in front. Shot. What a stop by Wisko. Made a huge glove save there. P.J. Conlon behind the net, though. He's met by Breen. Lee able to get it to the point, but not out. Here come the Mammoths in the left corner. Conlon. Over to Daly. Back around. Conlon with it again. The Panthers able to get it out. A minute 23 left to go in overtime. Brendan Dawson dumping it in. The Panthers' Alex Heinrichs going in there to try to make something happen. He loses his foot and goes down. But even without a stick, he's still moving the puck around. Heinrichs goes to retrieve his twig. Comes back behind the net to Schultz, who has it, who basically loses it to Heinrichs. It's loose in front. Heinrichs has it. Over to Fahey. Taken away again, this time by Tkachuk. Back to the point, a shot. Stick into the left corner. Down to 40 seconds. The Panthers really swarming here. They get a partial change. Fahey with it again, leaving it for Heinrichs, but Fahey has it. Sends it around. He's looking for Tkachuk. 25 seconds left to go. Pastor pinch again. Fahey in the right corner. Taken by Festa. We've got a whistle. Down to 13.3 seconds left in overtime. Middlebury and Amherst tied at 3. 41 shots on goal for the Mammoths, 32 for the Panthers. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Giancarlo Ventre. Powers taking the faceoff against Lupo. It's along the boards in the left corner. And that's along the boards, and that'll do it. Middlebury and Amherst skate to a 3-3 overtime tie. And that'll do it from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. When we come back, we will recap the game. The final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Middlebury and Amherst skate to a 3-3 tie. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where the Middlebury College Panthers and Amherst College Mammoths have skated to a 3-3 tie in the final game of the NESCAC conference play before the holiday break. Bruce Zeman with you on the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. Middlebury leading this contest 3-1 in the third period before Amherst coming back to score two late goals and nothing happening in overtime, and that is where we have wound up in terms of the final score of this game. Middlebury leading 2-0 after the end of the first period. Alex Lee and Camille Kachuk connecting on goals to make it 2-0 Middlebury at the end of one. In the second period, Stephen Mallory, his third of the season for Amherst, making it 2-1 at the end of the second period. And then early in the third period, Michael Fahey getting his seventh of the year from Alex Lee and Camille Kachuk at 7:35 to make it 3-1. But then, unfortunately for the Panthers, Jack Fitzgerald getting his third goal of the season. The assistant number 18, Nick Bondrett, number 12, P.J. Conlon. That goal coming at 12:18 of the period. It made it 3-2. And a minute seven left, Conlon getting his first goal of the season. The assistant number 24, Patrick Daly. And number 6, A.J. Klein. That goal coming at 13:25. And that's the way the game wound up. The final score, 3-3, Middlebury. and Amherst. When we come back, we'll give you the game's three scores as the Middlebury Panthers and Amherst College Mammoths have skated to a 3-3 tie. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibre speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibre's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibre's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Family is important, and when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Middlebury College Panthers and Amherst College Mammoths skate to a 3-3 tie here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Bruce Zeman with you on the Middlebury College Panther Hockey post-game show, the Three Squares Cafe post-game show. Middlebury leading 2-1 after two periods. And then early in this third period, the Panthers' Michael Fahey getting his seventh of the year to make it 3-1 in favor of the Panthers. A shot from the left circle comes up and around. Out now, a long pass by Lee to Michael Fahey. He shoots and he scores! A fantastic pass from Alex Lee to a streaking Michael Fahey, and he roofs it. It's 3-1 Panthers. Camille Tkachuk doing a great job there to get the puck to Lee, who sends it to a streaking Michael Fahey, who has been all everything for the Panthers this year. His seventh of the season, making it 3-1 Middlebury at 7:35. And at that point, it really seemed like the Panthers had things well in hand, but that's why you play these games. And at 12:18 of the third period, the Mammoths, Jack Fitzgerald, brought the game and the Mammoths within one. It is going to be Jocelyn taking the faceoff against Conlon, won by Conlon, and they race into the zone. It's Von Steinberg's bringing in a shot loose in front, and they score. The Mammoths getting that puck up there quickly, putting a lot of pressure on the Panthers' netminder, and they bang it home. P.J. Conlon getting the puck up quickly to Nick Bondra, who was able to get a pass over to Fitzgerald, who banged it home, his third of the year, making it 3-2 in favor of the Panthers. That goal coming at 12:18. And then only a minute seven left. P.J. Conlon getting his first of the year. He would tie the game. A shot from Conlon for Amherst. Goldstein, Conlon, and Daly out there. With Johansson And they score again. The puck came around the boards and off the boards and in front. And Amherst has tied the game. A.J. Klein was able to get the puck to Patrick Daly, who got it out in front to Conlon, who banged it home for his first of the year. That goal coming at 13:25 of the third period, tying the game at three. And that is the way this one ended, a 3-3 tie between the Panthers and the Mammoths. Time right now for our three stars of the game. Our third star from the Panthers, number 25, Michael Fahey, had a goal and an assist tonight, including the primary assist on the first goal of the game that made it 1-0 Middlebury. And he also had the third goal of the game, his seventh of the year, making it 3-1 Middlebury. Michael Fahey, our third star of the game. Our second star, also from the Panthers, number 55, Alex Lee, who had the first goal of the game, his first of the year. And Alex also with the spectacular pass to Fahey that helped Fahey score the third goal of the game, making it 3-1 Middlebury. Alex Lee, our second star of the game. And our first star of the game, number 38 of the Panthers, Kamil Tkachuk, the Panthers, one of the Panthers' captain, with just a terrific game, a goal and an assist tonight. Kamil had the Panthers' second goal of the game, just a great individual effort in the lower right corner, stealing the puck and beating Giancarlo Ventre, making it 2-0 in favor of the Panthers. He also had the secondary assist on the first goal of the game that Alex Lee scored, and he had the secondary assist also on the final goal of the game, Fahey's goal that made it 3-1 Middlebury. But Kamil Tkachuk, our first star of the game. So again, from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the final score is 3-3. When we come back, we will take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL out-of-town scoreboard. We'll look at the Panthers games coming up after the break and some final thoughts. You're listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where the Panthers and Amherst Mammoths have skated to a 3-3 tie in the final game before the holiday break here in the NESCAC. And taking a look at the NESCAC scoreboard, all the teams in action today, with the exception of the one non-conference game that the Wesleyan Cardinals have got going on today. The Williams team has beaten Hamilton 3-0. Bowdoin over Conn College 5-2. Colby beating Tufts 2-0. And the one other game that is going on, as mentioned, Stonehill leading Wesleyan 3-2 with 3:51 left to go in the second period. So that is the NESCAC scoreboard. And again, 9 of the 10 teams in action today. Taking a look at the out-of-town NHL scoreboard, the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. The Flyers have beaten the Sabres 6-2 with 5:11 left to go in the third period. The Los Angeles Kings leading the Vegas Golden Knights 4-1. And all the rest of the games are later tonight. Colorado at Tampa Bay, the Islanders at Detroit, New York at Florida, the Rangers that is, Pittsburgh at Ottawa, Toronto at Boston, Washington at Columbus, San Jose at Arizona, and Nashville at Calgary. The Fire and Ice Restaurant, NHL out-of-town scoreboard on Middle Rate College Panther Hockey. But again, for the Panthers, they lost yesterday to Hamilton 4-3. They tie this one 3-3, and so going into the break 0-1-1. But again, so far, a very, very exciting start to the 2018-2019 season for Middlebury, and they have got a lot of things to be happy about, having played pretty well so far in the beginning of this new season. So again, for the Panthers, they are on vacation now on the holiday break. They'll be back in action on Saturday, December 29th, when they take on Johnson and Wales at 1 o'clock in the Middlebury Holiday Classic. And then the following day, the 30th, that is Sunday, they will take on either Hobart or UNE here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. But that is going to do it for us for our broadcast today. The final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, Middlebury 3 and the Amherst College Mammoths 3. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast. And on behalf of our engineer, Jimmy Tai, who did his usual awesome job, and myself, I am Bruce Eben. I want to thank you for listening. Also want to wish everybody a happy holiday season. And we will see you again after the break. The final score, Middlebury and Amherst skate to a 3-3 tie. You have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.